The views and opinions expressed by the following program are those of the host, guest, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station or the Webster Rock Hill Ministries, its management, or other host or underwriting sponsors. Programs presented on KWRHLP are for educational and entertainment purposes only. Views which are presented are for educational purposes only and are not intended to treat, diagnose, or claim any cure of disease or condition.
This is Amanda LaPlante. You're listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRHLP 92.9 FM. With me today is Angela Meyer of We Bold Souls. Welcome.
Thanks, Amanda. Great to be here.
Yeah, glad to have you. I love the name of your business, We Bold Souls.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about that.
Okay, well, it's based on the concept, be present, be grateful. And so when I was thinking about setting up a website and all that, I was like, okay, that's a way too long. Nobody wants to type in bepresentbegrateful.com. So I started thinking kind of outside the box, and the we part really builds on the concept that I believe this company is not just about me. It's all of us coming together and our connectedness and just living in this bold way of tapping into your purpose and finding a way to live it every day. So it just came together like that.
Now, we're going to talk a lot about your purpose and your mission with this business, and I'm absolutely in love with it. I want to back up and talk a little bit about how you came to this place.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a little bit about your background, because you weren't always doing this.
No. I've taken a bit of an organic shaped path, definitely not a straight line. So I started in chemistry. That's my background. Did some work in the lab, moved into biotech, and always kind of felt it wasn't exactly the right fit. And then once I had kids, it kind of all became clear that this is not where I was supposed to be. So I ended up leaving, tried out a bunch of different things, and eventually found life coaching. So I went to school, earned my certification as a life coach, and took all of the tools and principles that I learned and decided to build on this idea that came to me of be present, be grateful. Like I started living it in my life and really saw the benefits of it. And I was sharing it with people, and you know, it was resonating. So I knew I was onto something, and I decided to create this mindfulness company and as a way to really spread this message and this way of living.
So was it kind of an epiphany moment, this be present, be grateful? How did this come to you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I call it divine inspiration. It was just, it just came to me. And I love that book, Big Magic by Elizabeth Gilbert. And she kind of talks about, you know, the source of ideas and where this all comes from. And I really believe in that. And it was just something that came into my mind. And I was the one to really latch onto it and do something with it. It didn't happen overnight. It was kind of, it came to me while I was at, during life coaching school, and just kind of, you know, like you do with ideas, sometimes kind of hold it in your mind and play around with it. And then eventually I brought it out kind of when the time was right, and it's grown from there.
What does being present mean to you?
So being present is really just this, I call it the ultimate sign of reverence for the people and the circumstances before you, because it's a way of giving your entire attention to someone and showing them that this moment matters to you. So really, you know, there's that saying that all you have is now, you know, I mean, you can live in the past and dwell on worries about things that have happened. You can live in the future and, you know, think about what might be, but really all you have is right now. And when you don't give your attention to whoever's before you or whatever circumstance is present, you really miss out. You're not living fully.
Yeah. And it's, why is it so, And it's hard to do that, right? I mean, I've been struggling with it recently. And I even, you know, I teach my clients mindfulness around eating and, you know, as a health coach, and I teach meditation, and I really try to be a person that lives in the present, in the now, and, you know, is mindful. And it's hard.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard. Why is it so difficult?
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, eating healthy and exercising. You know it's good for you, but it's not always easy to do. Well, really, there's two reasons. The first is that it's just, you know, busy, busy, busy in your head, right? You've got like to-do lists circulating, ideas popping in and out. You've got some worries starting to churn. So all of these things are competing for your attention. And the second reason is, actually, it just escaped my mind. Well, there we go. There's a
lesson in presence. It happens. But, you know, and that's a good example, though. Honestly, it's because we're constantly, it's like, okay, what am I going to say next? What do I have going on next, right? And even those of us that practice these principles on a daily basis, it is a practice.
It is a practice, yeah. And you can't expect it to just, you know, win out over these competing attentions. That's why it's a habit. I think the latest research points to 66 days or something like that on average to create a habit, a meaningful habit. So more than just, you know, getting up and drinking a glass of water or something, a meaningful habit. So, you know, unless you're setting yourself up to succeed by giving yourself these reminders and making it a priority, it is something you're going to struggle with.
So, and when you say giving yourself these reminders, making it a priority, what are some examples?
So what I've done is create this symbol. I call it the Be Present, Be Grateful symbol. And because symbols are just really powerful, you know, throughout all of history, you think of your favorite brand, like it has, you know, an iconic symbol to it. So a symbol is just a way to glance down and get that in the moment reminder. So I keep these symbols. I put my symbol, I put it on my bracelet, I've put it on stickers, and I put these reminder stickers just in places, one of two places. One is like where you're going to see it a lot. So for something that's meaningful to you, if it's not this Be Present, Be Grateful symbol, maybe it's a word that like, hey, present, or a picture of your loved one. You put it in a place you're going to see it a lot, like your laptop or the back of your cell phone. And then another place to put it for me to remind me to be present. I put it in places I'm struggling with that a lot. Like I have one on my washing machine because, you know, you go down there and you're grumpy and you don't want to do this. But, you know, you can find a way to be present. You can find gratitude really in everything you do. And some people I work with, they'll say they struggle with being present, you know, at night with their kids. Like it's been a long day and they're tired and their kids are crabby and whatever. So they find that is when they struggle most. So, you know, you can put it maybe at your kid's bedside table or in the bathroom where you're helping them get ready for bed. Or it's just, you know, set yourself up to succeed is what I always say. And it's okay to have reminders. You have reminders for all of your to-do lists. So have a reminder for how you want to be as well.
Oh, I like that. I like that so much. Yeah, that's great. And, you know, I really have I've been struggling with this lately myself. My son has just turned 12. Mm-hmm. The days of sitting at his bedside reading him a book, those are gone. Mm-hmm. And they were gone so fast.
Yeah.
You know, and I think of all the days, you know, when you use that example, that really struck my heart. I think of all the days that I could have sat and really been present with him. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about the day's worries or what I had to do tomorrow or just my lack of energy or whatever it was. And I miss those moments.
Right.
You know, and how many times in life do we miss those moments?
Yeah, there's a passage by Jon Kabat-Zinn in an interview with Oprah that, and I'm kind of paraphrasing, but he says, you know, if you miss the look in your child's eye one day, you've missed that. If you miss the look in your lover's eye the next day, you've missed that. And when you add up all of these moments over many years, what you might wind up doing is missing the most beautiful aspects of your life.
Oh, that just gave me goosebumps. But it's true. I mean, that is so true. That is so true. And, you know, it's really a struggle. So just personally, because I'm always talking about my personal mess on this show, it's good for a lot of examples. You know, I have PTSD from having been sexually assaulted years ago and from some other, you know, abuse issues when I was younger. And so I really do struggle with just settling down into my body. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of times I'm up in my head and I know that that's a result of trauma, right? That's clear byproduct of that and those situations that I was in. And So it's even more of a struggle for me to really just settle down and in. And these tools, just gratitude, positive psychology, mm-hmm. mindfulness, have made such a huge difference for me. But like we said earlier, it's a practice. I'm constantly working at it, constantly struggling to like really be in that moment, in that now.
Yeah.
Instead of being so tightly wound into wherever else I am.
Yeah. And that's really common. It's you know, our brain is built to help us survive. And actually, we're circling back. This is the second reason why it's so hard.
Oh,
there
perfect,
it is.
Perfect.
It worked itself out. Because our brain is really built to help us survive, right? It wants to seek pleasure and avoid pain. So when you face any kind of uncomfortable moment, your brain is like, get me out of here. It's looking for a way to escape. And what you can do with presence is really look at that moment. And then when you add in the gratitude, you find something about it to be grateful for. And it, instead of escaping the moment, it makes you face it and then lets you rise above it. So it's just a beautiful combination.
Yeah, you know, that is a great point. One of my favorite things to tell my clients is the only way forward is through.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
There's really no way to circumnavigate certain situations. It's like, this is going to be tough and we're going to have to be present and really work through this and walk through the thick of it.
Yeah. Right? Otherwise, you're just going to find yourself in the same situation time after time until you get it right or learn what you're supposed to learn from that. And then life allows you to move on.
Absolutely. So we've got a lot of great stuff to talk about in the second half here. You've got an awesome program that you're introducing into schools. And mm-hmm. so, you know, I just want to encourage everybody to stick around and we will have more with Angela Meyer of We Bold Souls right after this break. This is Amanda LaPlante. You're listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRH LP 92.9 FM. And we are back with Angela Meyer of We Bold Souls. And before the break, we were talking about presence and gratitude and touching on this program that you've developed, which we're going to dive into more in this half of the show. But first, I want to talk about, you know, the world is just a bit of a mess these days. And so we had talked before and you noted the role of gratitude in developing peace. And what do you mean by that?
Yeah. So gratitude is just one of those really amazing things that when you practice it, you know it, you feel it, you know, it just, gratitude really releases this love and joy within you. And I call it the shortest path to a higher level of living. Like we talked about before the break, it lets you in any kind of situation, you know, the good, the bad, the kind of everyday, it helps you just to really see that moment in a new light. And because I believe there's always something that you can be grateful for. So when you're able to, like, if say it's a really challenging situation, the way gratitude can really help toward peace is when you can let in just a little bit of the good stuff, what I call it. It just really helps tip the scale towards the positive. And you can, you know, build on that then. And it just lets in a little bit of light. And you can practice it even, you know, you could do it right now and you think about just think of someone for whom you're deeply grateful for, and you can just feel that warmth kind of bubbling up. It brings a smile to your face. So when you're in a challenging situation, that is a really quick way to invite a little bit of peace into that, and you can just let it grow from there.
I completely agree with that. And I also, yeah, just looking at difficult situations in life, we all have them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's not been, you know, I've been through so many struggles in my life and so many trials, like so many people have. And in the end, looking back, I'm grateful for every single one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I have that mindset and I've made that shift and started to see the good in the bad and the ugly, right?
Mm-hmm.
The bad and the ugly situations that come up now are less painful because I'm looking for the lesson. I'm looking mm-hmm. for the light. You know,
yeah.
and it's amazing how that mindset stays with you and it trickles down and flows over into every other area of life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because it's kind of I equate it to having, you know, 2020 vision, like that 2020 hindsight, right? But if you can kind of eliminate that mulling period when you don't see any purpose in it, when you don't see why it's happening to you, and see a little bit of it in that moment, it just makes a world of difference. It's pretty amazing.
There's another thing that I had noticed you had said in an email a little bit ago that we had kind of been going back and forth. You said, hurt people hurt people.
Yeah.
And I liked that. And I've heard it since then, but I hadn't heard it prior.
Yeah. It's, isn't that funny how you get something in your consciousness and then you see it all the time?
Totally primed, primed for it. Yeah.
No, this is, really one of the foundations of, you had mentioned my school-wide program is this concept of hurt people, because it's true. Like whatever's going on in your inner world. So whether you're a child or an adult, so for a child, whatever is going on in there is going to rise to the surface and get expressed in their outer world. So let's say a child is experiencing a fear-based emotion like anxiety, you know, loneliness, anger, jealousy, any of these things. What gets expressed to their outer world is negative behavior, right? But we know there's something deeper going on. And on the flip side, you know, if they can, a child can deal with these emotions with the tools of presence and gratitude, they can create their inner peace regardless of the situation they're in. And then what bubbles to the surface and gets expressed to their outer world is love, kindness, joy.
So I love that. You know, and it's just, I'm having this example pop to mind. So going to share it.
Okay.
My son is in middle school, and there is a family in our neighborhood that hosts, well, they're a foster family. Mm-hmm. And he came home the other day and he said, you know, Mom, they've got another foster kid, and this kid is just always causing problems. Like he hit the teacher the other day. Mm-hmm. He throws stuff, you know, and he's like, I'm kind of scared of him. You know, because we're at the age now where it's like we went through elementary and the kids are little and, you know, it's like, okay, there might be some behavioral issues, but nobody's really going to get hurt. Well, now we're dealing with, you know, tweens and teens right. that are capable of, you know, a lot. And he was just like, I just don't understand why he behaves that way. And I said, well, you know, let's talk about that and think about that and think about, you know, being in his shoes and what he may have been through in his life. And you have no idea.
Right.
And so, you know, a program like this for kids dealing with trauma and dealing with stress and dealing with all of these types of things, I could see where this would be massively helpful, I would hope. And and we've got to reach out to those kids.
Yeah, we do. Because, you know, a lot of times if you watch the news or you just hear about things happening in the world and you think, gosh, how could somebody do that, you know? And it's like, well, these kids who are in these kind of like challenging situations that no child should have to go through, they don't just grow up and disappear. They grow up and enter society. And unfortunately, if we don't give them the right tools, these kind of things can happen because they don't know how to be in the world, you know?
Right. Well, and we talk about things like, you know, finding inner peace and purpose, and we're going to talk about those, but you know, how can you find any of that if you don't even know where you're going to find your next meal or someone that loves you,
right?
You know, or your next home.
Right.
And so that's where my mind started to go with this kind of a project that you have going on. It's not just about the kids that are in, you know, the good neighborhoods and doing okay. It's about all of them, right?
As part of my program, I have kind of a one-for-one thing. So if a school purchases the program, then a second school in need will get it to come to their school with my fee waived. And, you know, there's some service project opportunities to raise money for to cover the remaining costs of the materials. But it's just a way to really get it to all kids, because these tools of presence and gratitude are no cost tools. Like once the child has that, you know, they can carry it with them wherever they go, home, school, after school activities, wherever they may be, and they can pull it out and use these tools to help them create peace. So it's something, it's really a lifelong no cost gift.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, all right. Why are these tools so necessary in schools? Then let's back up. And why have you chosen to focus on schools?
Schools, because I feel like a lot of times this is maybe the last the last safe place for a child or the last resort. It's, you know, we can't always control what's going on at home. But at school, we should be able to give them, you know, that's what schools are there for, right? To help them learn and give them this safe space. So sure. Schools are a way to reach all children. It's not something that, you know, the parent has to sign them up for. It's not something the parent pays extra for. This is just incorporated into their learning. So I felt like schools were the place to start to really reach the most amount of kids.
So the benefits of your school-wide, you know, your presence and gratitude program, like what are kind of the, I think you said there were four benefits.
Right. Yeah. So it's that development of that inner peace that will flow to outer peace. It's developing joy through gratitude. There's also a week about respectful conversations, which is really so important, incorporating the respect.
Incredibly important. Yes.
And the final benefit is perseverance, which that grit factor is also really important just in helping kids, you know, become resilient and make it through whatever comes their way.
And that is incredibly important. I have my sister-in-law is she specialized in first year experience for freshmen at college and works at a university. And she was telling us recently how, you know, some of her experiences have surprised her with the kids that are coming into college. And and I'm also, you know, very in touch with our school district, as I used to be the PTO chair there for a couple of years. And I, you know, similarly echoed way down the line, kindergarten teachers were telling us how much more fragile the kids are than they used to be.
Wow.
So this is a wide and systemic problem that we're seeing, and it bridges all demographics, right?
Yeah.
It bridges a huge age gap there, right? That's a huge span. And I hope that people that are listening will really give some thought to this, you know, and maybe reach out to you about this program. And, you know, I could see where companies or people could step in and help out in getting this into schools.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is when we invest in our kids, you know, we're investing in really the future of the world. And this is really something. This is beyond, you know, giving a gift at Christmas time, which is a wonderful thing to do as well. But this is a gift that, you know, it grows with them. And what happens is then, you know, they start to live it and share it at home, and then the parents start to benefit, and then the parents, you know, may start to take it out into the community, and it just really grows. But it really can start with the child, because children are really the most receptive and open and still, you know, willing to and wanting to change, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It is such a ripple effect, right? And this is going to touch and affect all areas of society. If we can get our kids to be more mindful, it's going to have this wonderful impact across the board. Mm-hmm. All right. So Angela Meyer of We Bold Souls, can you just give a little information on how people can contact you, next steps?
Sure. My website is weboldsouls.com. And there's a contact form on there. You can fill that up out. Or I also have my email address on there and my phone number. So you can really reach me in any one of those ways. The email address is angela@weboldsouls.com. Very easy to remember.
Thank you so much for being on today. And this is Amanda LaPlante. You've been listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRHLP 92.9 FM. For more information, please find me on facebook.com/getrealtoheal or at amandalaplante.com. Have a great day.